Community Connection on 1400 K1. I get to spend a little bit of time with the director from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'll just say tourism director as well, Maria Gus. Thanks for coming in, Maria. Welcome in.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
I hope your Christmas was pleasant, and everybody at your house got everything they wanted and more.
Christmas was fantastic. No one needed anything, so whatever they got was fantastic, is what I think, because we are blessed beyond measure. Well, so
thank you very much for that. Statewide story earlier this week. I'm basically summarizing some great tourism numbers over statewide, and I don't remember the exact percentages, but looking at particularly Osage County, the hotel motel tax there doubling since Reed Drummond opened up the Mercantile, and I'm sure there are some great numbers locally. They were just not part of what was being advertised through the state. So I said, let's call up Maria, see what's going on.
Yeah, we're doing great. And the state had about a 4.4% increase in spending over last year. And then, of course, the article that you mentioned, they attributed a lot of that to casinos and Reed Drummond in Osage County. And so because of our proximity to Osage County, we have certainly been we've gotten a lot of out of that. We've gotten a lot of hotel nights. We've gotten a lot of visitors. Certainly when people come all this way to see the Pioneer Woman and visit Pawhuska, they also want to fill the rest of their weekend. They want to find out what else there is to see while they're here. And of course, Bartlesville is the closest city with bigger hotels. And what's been great for us about that is a lot of times motor coach groups, large group tours, they prefer, because that's typically where they stay, to stay in some sort of a well-known hotel.
I would say those brand names are important, as opposed to, and there are a couple in Pawhuska, but to say what they are, I would be guessing.
Oh, well, there's some lovely little motels, and there's some great bed and breakfast, but typically a bus driver doesn't want to go pick up people at four or five different places.
Right.
They want to just get them all at one spot.
And if you've got a Frank Lloyd Wright building, or for that matter, a Hilton, or a, you know, whatever brand they're looking for, we've got them here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's been a great plus for us. We've gotten, I have one group tour that I think over the last year and a half, they've already been here three times. They have another group tour scheduled, I think, for March. I told her I was going to give her a frequent flyer punch card because they've been here so often. They have so many different groups that are coming in. We had a woman that came here from, I believe it was Illinois, a couple of weeks ago. She's got a culinary group. And she has a group of mostly older women that like to visit different places and try out the different fare that they have. Well, when they found out they were coming to Bartlesville, all of their daughters and granddaughters wanted to come along as well. So she was here sort of doing a little familiarization and trying to find out what she could do. And we love that they stop in Bartlesville, they stop at the visitor center, and then we're able to tell them about everything else that we have going on. And of course, with our proximity to Osage County, and of course, because Ree is from Bartlesville, we're a perfect complement to a lot of those visits and tours. So Bartlesville is definitely reaping the benefits from that increase.
Yeah, and I see the buses occasionally. I'm not out looking for them, but it's a tour bus. Okay, where are they going? What are they doing? And people, I think, are interested. We don't normally think of ourselves. You do, but we don't think of ourselves as a tourist destination, and we should.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's my job, of course, is to make sure that we're putting our name out there. We're making sure that people know that we're one of the options. We're a great little weekend getaway. We have a lot of wonderful events that supplement any sort of getaway. But what's been fantastic about the community of Bartlesville is that they've all noticed, and I think we've all tried to be a little bit better ambassadors. Bartlesville is a friendly place no matter what. But certainly we've sort of taken on a little bit of pride because we've noticed that we've had some more visitors coming to town, and everyone is very happy to share our story. And that's the great thing. It's the story.
Yeah.
And people love to hear a good story, and they want to know the history. And so the citizens of Bartlesville have been fantastic in trying to share that story with the people that have come to visit.
Well, I think particularly the stories that we like to tell, obviously Price Tower, the Nelly Johnstone, the whole petroleum story, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is the tip of the iceberg. The architecture, of course, Price Tower, Frank Lloyd Wright being the sort of cherry on top for all of that, but having Bruce Goff and having the redevelopment that's happened downtown with some of our older buildings. The Johnstone Sayre building isn't necessarily a tourist attraction, but the Hideaway has been a fantastic place for people to go get something to eat. So how lucky we are that we have that building that's been redone, plus all of the buildings, the ones on Second Street, the everything on Frank Phillips. It's just been great to see so much activity. I get so many comments from people that come home to visit over holidays or weekends to see their parents, and they're so impressed with what an improvement has come to Bartlesville. And I get comments all the time about how clean we are. It's such a clean place. And of course, those of us that live here, sometimes if we see a little bit of trash on the street, we don't understand why that's there. But for someone that comes from a large metro area, they know that this is a clean, friendly place. And so we're a perfect place for people to take a little weekend getaway.
Well, and there are some large cities that have a reputation for, they seem to always have garbage on the street. I'm not going there, but...
No, don't go there.
But because they're otherwise, some good tourism destinations. But the point is, we don't. And people notice.
Yeah, and we've just been... this year... I've been serving as the chair of the Oklahoma Travel Industry Association, which is an association made up of tourism professionals throughout the state. We have been very anxious about what's going to happen in the coming year. We know tourism is a driving factor in bringing in revenue into the state of Oklahoma. We're really looking forward to working with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. Mm-hmm. He has been coming to see us and talking to us about tourism for, I think I met him the first time in May of last year. Mm-hmm. So he's very eager. He gets it. And so we're very excited. Todd Lamb got it too, and so we're very excited to continue the good work that we've been able to do. And the travel industry is excited to work with the state tourism department, and as we already have, they have fantastic staff, and they are have been the champion for us in so many different areas. And we are excited to see, anytime that there's going to be a change, it can make some people a little bit anxious, I think, but we're just so excited to see what we have coming down the horizon. And so we think we've got really good momentum. The industry does, and we are eager to see what we get to do with this momentum and continue to build the revenue. The state tourism revenue is the third largest economic engine in the state of Oklahoma. So business travel, leisure travel, people are traveling for health reasons and family reasons, but all of that is revenue that's coming into the state and helping us to make all the other industries and the people of Oklahoma do better.
Well, obviously the major metropolitan areas in the state, deservedly, they're large places. People know what's going on in Tulsa or Oklahoma City. But when you look at the what I'm going to call a secondary market, Bartlesville, Lawton, some of the other communities,
yeah,
there are great stories to tell there. And I think with what's going on in Pawhuska, at least for us, we have a natural thing. I know people are coming from across the country to see what Ree does and international visitors. I've heard the stories of people from Britain and Japan and other places that they see her on TV. They want to go see what's going on.
Well, and you know what's fantastic is I love when people come because they want to stop and see Ree. I love when people come because they don't even know who she is. They have read Killers of the Flower Moon, mm-hmm, and they wanted to explore the area, or they are architecture fans. And so they wanted to learn more about Frank Lloyd Wright and the Bartlesville Community Center, the Bruce Goff architecture that we have here. So, of course, you know, the Ree Drummond travel and tourism, that's sort of gravy for us. We're great. But when we know when people are coming for other reasons, that we're doing our job, that they're coming to see all the other wonderful things. I had someone actually message me last night that said a woman was bringing her son who was visiting and was an architecture fan and wanted to see the Price Tower, but what else could he see? And so I was so eager to be able to tell them all the wonderful things that we have, the art that we have at Wooler Rock. Of course, the Bartlesville Area History Museum is a nice little gem with that recreated one-room schoolhouse, and it really tells that story of the oil industry and how it started. The Phillips Petroleum Company Museum is such a well-done museum. And there's so many great things happening at the Frank Phillips home. And they've done a lot of things differently. The lights that they've put up there on Cherokee look fantastic. So everyone's sort of polishing their, you know, their look and making everything a little bit better because, you know, what is it, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly. Talking with Maria Gus this morning, talking about tourism, particularly as it affects Bartlesville, Washington County, Northeast Oklahoma. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, spending a little bit of time with Maria Gus talking tourism and particularly, again, our local story and how it relates to what's going on in the rest of the state.
Well, I was just looking up some numbers, too, just to give Bartlesville a little heads up of what's been going on. And over the last 12 months, our occupancy in our hotels is up 5.7% over the previous 12 months. So we're definitely seeing that increase. Mm-hmm. We're seeing those visitors that are coming. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of reports over the last week or so, and we know that nationally they expect travel and tourism to continue to go up. People are expecting that business travel will continue to go up. That's not business travelers. It's not always their favorite thing to do, but to travel. But business travelers know that making that face-to-face contact and talking to someone really helps them close the deal. So, of course, we have a lot of businesses here in Bartlesville where that happens for us. And business travelers spend money. They got to buy dinner. Sometimes they have to buy something for the kids so that they can take a little something. I know I travel for business. I do that. I buy a little toy.
We buy the T-shirt. We buy the coffee mug. We buy something that says, you know, I was here. I went to, well, it doesn't matter, the Space Needle in Seattle. I went to the Alamo. I went to all those places.
Yeah. Oh, we get people come in all the time that they just want something that says Bartlesville on it. So we have some fun T-shirts in the visitor center. We have little giveaway items that we do, and then we have our postcards as well. And Becky, who works for me at the visitor center, she and I are we're planning to get a few more little items so people can come in. But what's been so great is the retailers in the area have really stepped up. So, you know, we're not in the business to make money off T-shirts. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, we just have them there in case somebody wants them. But it's been great that we've been able to say, no, you don't have to go to Walmart to buy although Walmart's great and we love you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't have to go to the big box store to get something.
We've got some local businesses
local businesses that are making cool little Bartlesville T-shirts and keychains or magnets or little things to give away. And that means that Tourism dollars are helping us across the board.
And you can go to the Price Tower and buy a book about the Price Tower.
Absolutely.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Or you can, I mean, there are several places that have things that say Bartlesville.
Yeah, speaking of books, If Bartlesville Walls Could Talk, they just did a reprint of that. And we have that at the Convention and Visitors Bureau for sale. I know that Woola Rock has it, the Frank Phillips Home, probably some other locations around town have that
book.
For sale. It's a great book. And my mom used to always give my older brother and sister either a coffee table book or something from Bartlesville every year because they no longer live here. She can't get that for them anymore because I think she's bought them every single coffee table book that there is about Bartlesville. But it's a great gift for your kids or family members that have grown up and moved away, and you want to just give them a little something to remember home.
It is, and it's nice that our local business community have stepped forward and are putting out those things that that you can use as marketing tools.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Speaking of marketing, what's this when you're talking to the rest of the state? You know, hey, come to Bartlesville, and we've talked about several things already. But what are some of the neat little side stories that you're able to talk to people about?
Oh wow, you know, I have so many fantastic tourism partners in the state of Oklahoma. I love Miami and the Coleman Theater. That is a story. Mr. Coleman was, I've heard this story so many times, but you know, he was great friends with vaudeville performers, mm-hmm. and he wanted to have a place where these vaudeville performers could perform in Oklahoma, and that theater is in its full glory. And they do so many different things there. They have shows, sometimes they show old movies. They still have the organ
yep.
in the theater, so you can occasionally go see a film with the organ playing.
It's been 10, 12 years or so ago, but went over there and saw a silent film, and the organist was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous stage. I've gotten to go step on the stage. Nobody was in there, so I was performing for an audience of, you know, my friends. But
well, I'm sure Stu appreciated it.
Yeah, right. But it was so fun just to be able to say I stood on that stage where Will Rogers had performed and so many different performers. I love Claremore. Claremore has done so many wonderful things. Of course, they've got the Will Rogers Museum, but they're like Bartlesville. They're not hanging their hat just on one museum. They're really trying to create a whole lot of things for people to do and see while they're there. They did a wonderful Christmas event too, just like the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce with Christmas in the Ville. They did a fantastic job of doing something like that there in Claremore. But they've got some great shops downtown. They've got some great places to go eat. Everybody likes to get a piece of pie down at the Hammett House. So those are my close buddies that they do great things. And when people come to visit Bartlesville, it's easy to say you should extend your stay because there's so many great little places to visit.
And I know you and the chamber partner on so many different things because together you sell Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
And if somebody's got family and friends in, and obviously we want to take them to a couple of local businesses to get those things that say Bartlesville, but then they can come to you and say, you know, I'm going back home and I want to tell the story, and you can kind of give them some points on here's how to tell a Bartlesville story.
Yeah. What's great is when we redid our visitor guide, I can't remember now, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we put a little narrative of Bartlesville in that guide. So you've got something in your hand that you can take, just a short little synopsis of what we have in Bartlesville. And everyone has done a really great job at the Chamber of Commerce and, of course, at the Bartlesville Development Authority of trying to tell the story, because that's what's compelling for people and that's what gets them to stay a minute and see what they can learn and see if they want to stick around for a little while. It all starts with a visit, Charlie. Whether it's someone developing retail or developing a new business, or if it's someone that is interested in maybe moving here, retiring here, or if it's just someone that wants to explore Oklahoma, it all starts with a visit. So we're welcome. We're glad to welcome folks, and we're proud to be that ambassador.
Well, again, if you are apparently doing a great job, with the increase in numbers, prove it, and keep on doing what you do.
Well, we're out there. We're working hard. We're trying to make sure people know the welcome mat is out. We want them to come visit.
2019 is going to be even better, I think.
We hope so. We hope so.
Thank you, Maria, for coming in.
Thanks,
and
Charlie.
Telling the tourism story and letting Bartlesville know that, yes, things are alive and well, and people do come to town. And, oh, by the way, when you see that bus tour parked in front of a restaurant or in front of one of our local places of interest, remember you are the ambassador, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell them welcome and hello.
Okay. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. When God transforms a person's heart, he changes.